It was in Pennsylvania that the predicted red wave was revealed to be little more than a trickle. In a crucial Senate race, John Fetterman overcame both a stroke and stiff competition from the Trump-backed celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz, giving the Democratic Party a fighting chance of keeping control of the Senate. And President Joe Biden has welcomed the preliminary results.
While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen. And I know you were somewhat miffed by my obsessive optimism, but I felt good during the whole process. I thought we were going to do fine.
In the 1994 midterms, President Bill Clinton lost 52 House seats. In 2010, Barack Obama lost 63. This year, the loss could be in the region of 20, making Joe Biden one of the most successful first-term presidents in recent history. The major Republican Party victory came in Florida, which has now emerged as a fully Republican stronghold, and where, in a strong showing, Governor Ron DeSantis easily held onto his position, confirming his status as the most likely challenger to any possible re-election bid by the state's most prominent resident, former President Donald Trump.
It'll be fun watching them take on each other.
President Biden also took note of a noticeable change in voter demographics.
Voter registration figures and the results themselves indicate a huge increase in the number of voters between the ages of 18 and 30, stirred, it would appear, by the desire to combat climate change and an anger at attempts to stop a woman's right to choose.
Thank you very much.
It also reflects, said the president, a future generation's impatience and anger at the political rancor of the past. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.